Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now here's Danny Milliken with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
Absolutely. Danny Milliken and Sherry Hera right here.
Good morning.
Good morning to me, to you.
Yes.
And to all of you out there in radio land. Also, yes. Hello. It's a great day. Going to be a super day, a great day for gardening, especially if you get out there early or maybe do some evening gardening. Kind of always lovely. Because it's hot, but that's okay. You know, we got a lot of solutions, a lot of ways to cool down, a lot of ways to keep shade. And, you know, kind of once you get going a little bit, you don't notice it as much. But we do acknowledge that it's uncomfortably warm.
Yes, it is.
And so we're going to talk a little bit about some ways to get around that or solve it. In addition to answering your gardening questions, this is Home Show Garden Pros. That's what we do. We talk gardening. We have gathered all this like a super team of gardening specialists, gardening experts to dish out great gardening information to you. So we do that here live via radio show, as in right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can trust our awesome experts because they come from really cool garden centers, really cool.
And that's what we do every single day.
I mean, but it's not, I mean, the thing is Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons here now, but it's not just that you're in the store answering garden questions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that would be one thing. One person that only answers gardening questions maybe doesn't have a very big viewpoint, but you're out. Mm-hmm. You get out in the landscapes. You garden at home. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You do trials there. It's just, it's like it's not just you're like, at this question box, answering questions, you're like, you're doing
it. I'm practicing it.
Absolutely.
On a daily.
And that has built a really like quality level of knowledge. And then on top of that, you love learning.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of espouses all of the ideas that are going to come alive here on Home Show Garden Pros, because I'm just going to kind of lift up our different co-op member locations. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we love Plants for All Seasons, mm-hmm. 249, right on the feeder. Just past Louetta going north.
Right.
Really cool spot. Out in Katy, you got Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens right there in the heart of Katy. Really, if you're in Katy, this is your garden shop.
And if you like to water garden.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that is the place,
this
right?
is the place. Absolutely. Yeah, I was in New Orleans, and they're like, oh, you're from Houston. You know Nelson Nursery?
Yep.
I was like, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I do know them quite well. And then down southwest of town, kind of bookending Richmond, Texas, you have the Enchanted Family. That's two spots, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden. And Kingwood, also two spots. Got Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. Both of those places are so different and so unique. Really cool visits to visit up there. I could spend a lot of time at Warren's just walking around. Great plant selection. And then I love their pathways.
Right.
Yeah. And they don't have Bigfoot monsters that scare me.
Well, we got rid of the Yeti.
What?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Yeti's at somebody's house.
Oh, somebody bought it?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. I guess that's the whole goal.
Yeah, right. Well, that wasn't our intention, but somebody had to have them.
Somebody had to have them. That's awesome. Is that why you're driving that brand new car out there? No.
Yes, because I sell Yetis.
Because I sell Yetis. Well, the coolers, you could definitely like.
Right.
That's some big bucks. And then last but not least, certainly Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. A lot of times we think of Nature's Way as just they're doing this great soil stuff, but they have a huge garden center.
Mm-hmm. So
up there, just straight up 45 past the Woodlands before you get to Conroe. But very convenient to both of those places, you have the Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. So those are our co-op members.
Mm-hmm.
All of those places are places to get trusted advice and find incredible plants. And they have some other strengths, too. I mean, you know, you guys really are all about the plants.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all do compost tea.
Yep.
Are y'all brewing now, or is it too hot?
I think this might be the last week for, a few weeks or months. Because it's good for about a day,
right?
To 2 days, then it's starting to get more bacterial.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It's all temperature dependent, and you know, if we have a bunch of cloudy days, then we can brew again. So we'll see.
It is wild. I mean, it's like the fine line between science and art in a sense.
I know.
I guess all brewing is like that. That's so cool. Well, I think we're gonna dig in a little bit to compost tea later in the show.
Okay.
And just because I know a lot of people kind of try and fail at home,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people are doing something that they're making something.
Yeah, but at least they're making something, right?
Yeah, maybe. So unless it's poison on your plants. But explore that. A lot of lawn stuff. We are just so busy trying to get you to plan ahead for these this fungi that's coming. Mm-hmm. So every time we have these long stretches of rain, the soil gets totally saturated, compaction gets worse.
Right.
And that fungi is a coming. So we'll explore some lawn stuff and answer your gardening questions. So as you know, we're a live radio show. So our favorite way to connect, 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 281-496-5711.
So we're going to be talking a ton of just yard problems, yard solutions, and, you know, like Plants for All Seasons being a great spot for finding solutions, there are other places. Mm-hmm. So Southwest Fertilizer is in town. Right at Bissonnette and Renwick Street, just southwest, but still in this in-city proper, easy to get to off 59. And they love helping people out. One of the things that they just love doing is if you can kind of cut off a sample of your disease problem or a weed problem, bring that sample in. Or if you don't feel like comfortable cutting it off, take a couple pictures, bring it in. Bob Patterson and his whole team of yard geeks will help you because they've seen it all. They have seen your problem before. So show them the problem. They'll help you solve it. And they're nice about it, which is really awesome. Not kind of making fun of you or whatever, or even just being too brusque. Great customer service there. Also great selection of products. Southwest Fertilizer has all the organic solutions you could want. This awesome organic corner with a ton of different kind of problem-solving solutions. A huge amount of synthetic solutions also. But that organic corner is really, really great. Soils, mulches, fertilizers, price for every budget. Every company we talk about, and many more. They have a huge wall of garden tools, so many tools. So as Father's Day comes along, Southwest Fertilizer is an awesome place to get a tool you've never seen before. Maybe try to surprise your dad with a tool that he's never seen, and then it turns out he probably already has one or two. But still, he's like my dad, but your dad maybe isn't like that. So get him a new tool. Maybe it's time to start birding in the backyard. Get some of those wild birds back into your space. They have all that stuff. Pet food, other animal foods, and an awesome lawnmower shop in back, which is so great. The best part, though, is they're friendly yard geeks. So great. Love answering your gardening questions. And if they don't have what you're looking for, they'll help you find it. They've been doing this since 1955 and doing it well. Check them out, southwestfertilizer.com. 281-496-5711. We're going to jump on here with Chris. Chris, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Well,
good.
Thank you, Chris.
Good morning.
Hey, I have a couple questions. First question, I called you guys about a month ago for gray leaf spot, and I had already put down Daconil. You told me that to put down some micro grow to help rebuild the soil and prevent that. So I did that, and now obviously I'm starting to see it rear its ugly head again. So how should I treat that, number one? And my second question is, I have a rising redbud tree that I planted in March, and it seems like if I don't water it every single day, that the leaves are just withering and just look really, really bad. And I have some maybe I put too much expanded shell in the hole because the water just seems to drain out extremely fast.
Okay. So let's battle your grass first.
Okay.
Okay. So you did the Daconil. You did the MicroGrow. Mm-hmm. What is happening in your yard? And I don't know if we discussed this, if I was on the call.
I don't think it was you. Okay. No, okay.
So when I see gray leaf spot, I always see another stress. Like there's always some kind of stress occurring, whether that stress is from shade, that stress is from foot traffic. There's some kind of stress there. Can you kind of step back and go, what is the stress here?
No stress. The kids are not even allowed to walk on my grass.
Okay. Dogs or anything? Full sun. Okay. Okay, so that's good. So then the next stress could be compaction. But we've got to isolate what the stress is and start working with that. Now, you've done a chemical application. You've done a soil building application. I think we need to go with the soil building since you have full sun and it doesn't sound like you have a very stressful environment above the ground. There's something happening below the ground. So your MicroGrow is great. And then my new favorite product from MicroLife, I actually tried it on Take All Root Rot, is their BioMatrix. Mm. It is full of beneficial bacteria, all the bacillus strains.
BioMatrix.
Okay. And what you're doing is you're promoting and you're it's like a probiotic kind of that you're putting in to the soil to start eating that fungus through biology. So you're adding biology to take care of that fungus. So I've had great luck with it. Take All Root Rot. I zapped it.
It'll cover everything. Awesome. Is this a one-time treatment or?
No, you're going to do it. I would say try to do it twice the first month, about 2 weeks apart.
Okay.
And let's kind of assess. Now we're about to get into another rainy pattern, so the pressure is going to be very high. So you may want to do the MicroGrow again and do the the BioMatrix as well. And just know that when the pressure is super high, we're just trying to keep it at bay, just keep it from doing a lot of damage. It's not going to be I'll never have gray leaf spot again, but at least we can kind of keep it more in a balance.
Okay.
So
don't do the Daconil.
Let's
grow in the BioMatrix.
You got it. Let's go the more building route instead of
kill.
Okay.
Got it.
I think you'll get further that way. And then what was the other question?
I have a rising sun redbud tree.
Okay. Yep. So when did you say you planted that one?
Probably the middle of March, March.
Yeah, so its first summer is going to be very challenging. I would put a layer of compost around the base of it if you didn't do that already. I think you're okay with the expanded shale. Expanded shale works both ways. It aids in drainage, but it also holds on to moisture as well. So if you're noticing it perk up after you water it, then it is needing more water, and it just does not have that root system to be able to transpire yet.
Okay.
So you will have to put the water to it, especially if you put it in a full sun environment.
Yeah, full sun.
Okay, so use the BioMatrix on that too. That will stimulate some biology around that root system. It'll add the organic material, so it'll be nothing but good. So just kind of know that this first summer, it even with you watering it, the leaves may get a little scald on them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay as long as it's perking up and you know that it is getting enough water. The second summer, it'll be a little less on you. And then something magical about that third summer, it just kind of gets through.
Okay. So on the BioMatrix, is that a pellet or is that a spray?
It's a liquid. And you're going to just mix it in a pump-up sprayer or a hose-in sprayer and just saturate the ground.
So do that both? Do a MicroGrow and BioMatrix both twice in 1 month?
Just the BioMatrix twice. Do the MicroGrow before all this rain.
All right. Thank you for your help.
You bet. Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Great information, as always. So Daconil and a lot of fungicides, Daconil especially, on a good day, it's lasting 28 days, and then your problem always comes back.
Right.
On a bad day, it's 14 days.
Right.
So if your setting is not set up to like not stymie this fungi already, that Dakinil only works for 2 weeks.
Right. And, we haven't fixed any problems.
Right.
We just put a Band-Aid on it, and it kind of it recovers, and then it goes right back.
Right.
So we've got to fix the problems. And there, like I said, there's always a stress. So there's not a stress that he's seeing above the ground visually.
Right.
You know, no foot traffic. He's controlling the situation, but it's happening at the soil level. There is a stress there.
That is awesome. I looked into the Rising Sun Redbud because I didn't know that variety. Really cool looking.
Beautiful tree.
Man, like kind of the, what's that word?
It almost
chartreuse.
Chartreuse, but the leaves look ombre'd, if you know
what
that is.
Nice.
They kind of fade to a different color. They're really beautiful.
Yeah, that is awesome. And I will just say this is one of the things I know about redbud trees is they really hate wet feet. They really do not like they drought conditions all day long.
Right.
Overwatering is going to be a killer. So I wonder if he's planted too low. It's back to a basic sort of setting.
Right. But the fact that it perks up after he waters it is a good sign.
That's true. That's great.
That it's not sitting in water. So.
Yeah. So compost top on – that's a big advice for all of us when we're dealing with new trees is go ahead and put a little mulch – compost as mulch.
Right.
So – you know,
not on the trunk, but around the base.
Yeah, not on the trunk. Don't kill the tree.
Yes.
Awesome advice. Thanks so much for that question, Chris. 281-496-5711. We're going to get back and we're going to talk to Andrew here on Home Show Garden Pros.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Nick at Kingwood Garden Center. Great place to stop by and have all your gardening needs and questions answered. That be lawn care, plant troubles, we can certainly help you be successful in the garden. We have all your different NitroFos, MicroLife products, anything you could need to really boost up your lawns, vegetable gardens, shrub beds, flowering plant material. We brought in some vegetables this week. You can definitely get those started now. Also pick up some of our heirloom soils of Texas, the compost, leaf mold compost, add that into your beds, and those are really going to make those veggies pop. We have new material arriving on a daily basis. We received a large selection of specialty houseplants, things, monstera's, peperomias, calatheas, everything you could possibly want. All of that just arrived this week. So definitely come on down to Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Garden. Our staff is always ready to help you become the best gardener you can be. Kingwood Garden Center is located on 1216 Stone Hollow Drive, and Warren Southern Garden is on 1675 North Park. Follow both Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Garden on Facebook and Instagram. That's a great way to making sure you get in on all the great new products that we have arriving or any cool event that we are going to be hosting. All of that will be posted on our social medias. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Well, nice. Thanks. Thanks, Nick. Nick will actually be on 2 full hours next Saturday. So very exciting there. Sherry Hera here with me now for Plants for All Seasons.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm Danny Milliken, and we're here to answer your gardening questions. So, Andrew, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Sherry?
Hello. Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. Thank you.
A few weeks ago, I was listening to your show, and you spoke about a, I don't know what the name of the bush or tree or whatever it was, but basically, I think I had the same one. I just need some advice. During the freeze, it died, and so I would call it a bush. I don't know. It's not a tree. It's got like 4-inch trunks coming out, 3-inch size trunks, and it's really bushy, about 7-8 feet tall. So when it died, I cut it down and left about what I thought the trunks that looked like they were still alive, left about two to three feet in the air sticking up.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath it, all this growth has just started coming back out. Mm-hmm. A lot of green, beautiful growth. So clearly the tree didn't die. We're just that. I don't know what to do. My wife wants me to whack down the 3 feet of trunk that we got up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should or not. So I don't even know what the kind of tree, what kind of bush it was, oleander or something like that. I don't know.
Okay, well, oleander, viburnum, Japanese blueberry, they all got very, very heavily damaged in the freeze. So at the 3-foot point, where is the growth coming out?
Oh, no, it's all coming from the ground. Nothing is coming from
okay.
the trunk.
Yeah, then yep. you would want to cut that trunk down.
For sure.
So everything above the ground was dead after the freeze. It's just okay. The root system is still alive, so it will regenerate from the roots. But it'll take a while before it looks like
yeah.
a tree again or a large shrub. Yep. Yep. So go ahead and cut that down.
I would call it a large shrub.
Yeah.
You know, it was beautiful before it died.
Yeah. And I have a Japanese blueberry that we cut down to the ground and it's doing that. It's regenerating from the roots. It'll get really bushy looking before it looks like a small tree again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is very, it's exactly what it looks. It's very bushy right now. You know, only probably a 1/2 foot tall.
Yeah.
And then it got these 3-foot things sticking out of the ground.
Yeah.
So it does look kind of awkward. So,
yeah, okay, go ahead and take them down.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. I mean, by the way, I got a pear tree as well that obviously, after the freeze, now it's producing pears.
Sure.
Which is wild. But it's always looked sickly.
Uh-huh.
And but it's, you know, sheds its leaves, grows new leaves every year. But just when I look at it, I don't look at it as, oh, there's a healthy-looking tree.
Yeah.
I guess, do you no idea what to do. Should I just call somebody to come out and take a look at it? Maybe they tell me what to do with it.
What part of town do you live in?
I live down in the southeast part of town, Clear Lake area, a little bit before Clear Lake, but off 45.
Oh, okay. I was going to say find a garden pro or a small independent nursery and take some pictures in. You know,
okay.
Sometimes your fruit trees are not the most attractive looking trees, but they're producing fruit. But early in the season, if you develop any kind of fungal leaf spot, you can treat early on. But, you know, if it's producing your fruit and it's doing what it needs to be doing, I don't usually fuss over the leaves as long as it's producing a fruit. Now, you could do things to make it look healthier, compost around the root system, liquid organics, to try to take the stress off of it and maybe help it thrive a little bit better, and it'll increase the flavor of the fruit as well. But
it's the first time it's produced fruit in probably 3 years.
Okay, so it probably needs a higher amount of cold in the wintertime.
Yeah, then he's getting down in Clear Lake.
Yeah. So
Friendswood Hardware is an ally down there. They do a great job. Really great, knowledgeable plant people as well. So it's a plant store. Don't be fooled by the name Hardware. So, yeah, I would take a sample down there, get a couple cuttings and just bag them up and take them in.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that's a great idea. Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate your help.
You bet.
Great show. Love listening to y'all. Have a great day.
Thanks,
you.
Andrew.
Bye-bye.
That's nice. We love being listened to.
Right.
Who doesn't, though, right?
Well, I mean, what's the point of us being here if nobody's listening?
That's right. We're not like that tree in the forest. Well, interesting notion. I mean, I'm so inclined to, like, obviously take the trunk down. On those shrubs that he's talking about,
right?
So that to those of you out there, the advice is Sherry's got it. Is you know if there's not new growth on a trunk, that could lead to maybe some disease problems if you're just going to leave that trunk chilling,
right? Because it's going to decompose and rot, and you don't want it to rot down into the root system,
right?
You want to remove as much dead wood as possible.
Yeah. So there you go. Those of you who are still dealing with trees that didn't quite make it in the freeze, but they're coming back from roots. So, yeah, you mentioned 3 that this is happening with.
Mm-hmm. Japanese blueberry,
yeah.
Viburnum. There was oleanders.
Oh, yeah.
So the people behind me, which they've recently cut, but they had Japanese blueberry. Well, they left the trunks and the main branches. and took all the dead leaves off, and they're starting to come back from the trunk.
Yeah.
But not on any of the big branching.
Right.
And the big branching is at the top starting to turn white and black.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's rotting. It's deteriorating. And so they need to get that cleaned up before it backs up into the interior of that tree.
Yikes. Whew. Ominous.
Yes. But we're seeing a lot of that, people bringing in branches of black. It's like black, just rotting material. And what do I need to spray on this? And you don't. Just get the saw out and cut it out.
Yeah, yeah.
No need to spend money on fungicides for that.
Then spray your saw to clean it off to make sure.
Yes, to clean it.
281-496-5711. Andrew, thanks for that question. Really good one. 281-496-5711. We're going to come back to our Home Show Garden Pro email question of the week. So we'll be right back. Sherry Hara is here. I'm Danny Milliken.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, welcome back. 281-496-5711. We talk a lot about compost here, compost tea, compost top dressing, using compost as mulch, all these different ways to compost, because we all know the compost is this highly nutritious, incredible material. But did you know the making of compost, if it's done right, can actually like bring in greenhouse gases and reduce reliance on landfills and make the air cleaner? It does all this stuff, just composting. Now you may be thinking, oh man, I'd love to do that, but I don't have the space. I don't know how to do it. Doesn't it smell bad? Don't squirrels eat out of it? What about roaches? Well, you don't have to worry about all that stuff if you don't want to. I personally like composting at home. But what's really cool is Moonshot Compost will do the composting for you. Well, sort of. They do the hard part, which is collecting the waste, getting it to the compost yards like Nature's Way Resources that do such an incredible thing. So what this means is that you can actually compost your yard waste better than any other home composter just by having Moonshot and their drop-off and weekly curbside pickup services. They provide all the supplies. They come. They give you the power to compost without any hassles or smells or mess or know-how needed. So you just put your compostables in their airtight bin. They'll pick it up, deliver to a compost business like Nature's Way Resources, and get this. You earn compost. So don't spend time on a compost pile, especially don't spend space on it. If you're a gardener, you know how precious space is. That compost area could be a new garden. It's incredible. So you could be earning compost as you do the right thing. One of those really rare moments in life where you get rewarded for doing what's actually the right thing to do. Awesome stuff offered here by Moonshot Compost. They will help you out. Now is a great time to get started. So you can to see how clean and easy composting can be, visit their website, startcomposting.com. Really cool stuff. Really cool business idea.
Yeah, that's so great.
Yeah, I mean, I know that my compost that I make at home will never be as good as Nature's Way Resources.
Yeah, right.
And so that this makes me like so jealous and be like, oh, somebody could not be composting at home and do a better job than me. And I'm a pretty good composter.
That's
so
funny.
Awesome folks there. Startcomposting.com at Moonshot Composting. Really cool stuff. Well, I said that we'd go to our Garden Pro email listener of the day, but you know, I don't want to leave you folks waiting on the line. So
let's
Sherry doesn't
do
either. Yeah, 281-496-5711. Angelo, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, guys. Thank you for the show. Very informative.
Thank you.
Thanks, bud.
Okay, great. I got a couple questions on my citrus. I'm sure you've touched on it before, but the first one, my orange, lemon, and grapefruit trees are about 8 to 9 years old. Well, after the freeze, I've noticed that the trunk is basically turned black and white. It looks like someone burned it, so I'm taking that's not going to come back.
Correct.
Okay. That's the first question. Second question, I've noticed in like Home Depot and Lowe's, they have these small citrus trees that are like in a gallon pan, you know, like when you get peanuts in a restaurant and those kind of things. If those are planted in the yard, would they catch to become a tree, or are they just so pruned that they're only going to produce in, let's say, a container?
No, I think they'll ultimately grow into a tree, the same size as you had, depending on the variety. That's just a small cutting right now. You know, citrus growers in our area took a huge hit with the freeze. So you're going to see the citrus that's coming into the garden centers be a little smaller than what you're used to. So they just found some small starts and got them in those gallon buckets and put them off to market.
Okay.
Yep.
My last question is my pepper garden. I have all my grass clippings around it, and it's mulched pretty darn good with, you know, leaves and everything, what have you. Now, on fertilizer, I never was big on spraying. So in the past, I don't know if I'm doing it right or not, between the rows I would, you know, make a burrow with a spade or something.
Okay.
And then I would have triple 13 fertilizer, and I'd put it in the rows and then cover it back up. Is that acceptable? I'm not. In the past, I haven't known anything to burn, and it has helped, but is that an acceptable thing to do to fertilize? It's only pepper plants.
I mean, it's one way to go about it. And if it's worked well for you, I would say, I guess, just stick with it. But I am more of a organic feeder. So I want to feed the biology in the soil. And when we use a triple 13, we're actually killing the biology in the soil. And then that plant is very dependent on all the inputs that you put down. So I would say if you could switch to like a MicroLife Ultimate, and you can apply it the same way, you don't really have to worry about burning on that. You could put it closer to the plant. You wouldn't have to put it down in the little burrows. But I think you would have more success long-term, and you won't have to feed as much.
And what's that called again?
MicroLife Ultimate. It's an 846, so it has smaller numbers. But 100% of what's in there is it's plant-based, it's food-based, and it's available to that plant.
And it's pretty available throughout the place.
Where do you live?
I'm in Kingwood.
Oh, yeah. You can go to Kingwood Garden Centers or Warren Southern Gardens.
Would they be in Home Depot or anything like that?
No, no. It's going to be more your independent. So it's a locally blended fertilizer for our soils here.
Okay.
So, no, not the box stores.
And any of that other stuff like Miracle-Gro,
I just don't do the synthetics because they don't feed the soil. And the soil is where we get all our nutrients from.
Okay. Well, thank you again. I really enjoy the show, and you're very informative.
Thank you for listening.
Better than that other guy on that other channel.
Aw, you're so sweet. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Couple follow-up questions for you. On so the rootstock question, I mean, it sounds like he's maybe a big box store shopper. I'm just going to kind of coach everybody. The big box stores are focused on home improvement stuff. They have to order in such bulk that a lot of times they're not really worrying about quality.
Right.
And I have had rootstock issues with big box store citrus. Could you speak a little bit about the importance of good rootstocks on citrus?
Right. So there's a few different rootstocks that they graft these citrus on. Now, without seeing that citrus, is it even a grafted fruit?
Right.
Is it just a seed start, which won't be as hardy and productive here?
Oh, wow.
So you would want something that was grafted onto a hardy rootstock. I think it's trifoliate. What are the other rootstocks?
The flying dragon. Carrizo.
Yes. And so you really want a citrus grower that really knows what they're doing with the grafting for hardiness and for health of the tree.
Yeah.
So box stores, they could be selling seed cutting or seed starts or just some rooted cuttings. You never know. So
it sounds like a great question to ask the fruit tree seller, what rootstock is this? And maybe you as the buyer don't need to know the answer.
Right.
But they need to prove to you that you know.
And our citrus has tags that have the rootstock that it's on.
Exactly.
So the grower that we have is very, let's say he's a citrus nerd.
To say the least.
All that good information on
there. Yeah. Awesome. And then kind of other follow-up question, the fertilizer question. So triple 13 just has those three nutrients.
Right.
MicroLife Ultimate has over 50, I think almost 60 nutrients.
And minerals.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, and your plant needs over 70.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're just putting three down over and over and over and over, you're ignoring over 70 minerals.
Right, and it's not doing anything to build the soil.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you put that down, and then you got to keep putting it down.
Right.
Nothing is building over time in that soil. It's not a sustainable. It's a very – you're creating a very needy environment.
Mm. Yeah, which is not ideal.
And when you use a lot of synthetic nitrogens, you attract more insects. So,
oh, wow.
Namely aphids, and peppers and aphids are a problem.
We're going to explore that later on the show. Mm-hmm. 281-496-5711. We're talking gardening, as we always do, and the quality of fertilizer matters. And so something we explore. Mm-hmm. Sherry Hara is here. I'm here. I'm Danny. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Be a lawn hero with MicroLife fertilizers this summer. Add Hybrid 2005 in the pink bag. It's loaded with rich humates and protects your lawn with 76 species of probiotics. Easy to apply, turns turf grass lush green, and lasts all summer. For trouble spots, use MicroLife Humates Plus in the purple bag to remove salts and toxins, conserve water, and improve your soils and plants. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife Fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Make your lawn summer happy. Raise your mower deck. 4 inches for St. Augustine. 2.5 for Bermuda. You'll get more competitive and resilient lawn and use less water. Now, back to your grass-growing gurus, the Home Show Garden Pros.
We're back. Home Show Garden Pros, 281-496-5711. Y'all, it is caterpillar season. We are in the throes of it.
Oh, yes.
Army worms like crazy in the garden. I'm seeing some early sod webworm action,
yes,
already.
Oh, gosh, I didn't want to see that this year.
Right, right. Tobacco hornworms are going to be pretty big. So mm-hmm. Great chance to use Monterey BT. Tell the people how BT works.
So it's a natural biological insecticide. So the Bacillus thuringiensis that's in there, the caterpillar will feed on it and it breaks down its digestive system. It only affects caterpillars.
Right.
So we don't have to worry that you're going to be killing your beneficials.
Yeah, no bees. Doesn't work on ants, so don't try to do that. But it's incredible stuff. And right now, hungry caterpillars, I mean, pretty much I got one whole tomato plant that just kind of got like wiped.
Yeah.
And I did get a lot of tomatoes from it, but I would say I didn't get over 200.
Yeah, sometimes they just devour it overnight, right?
Yeah.
And then, a little army of caterpillars.
Yeah, well named. And then the thing about BT, if you can treat them when they're young, it works so much better because that's really when they're eating the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, get some. You just spray it out. Again, it's not going to hurt any of those beneficial insects. A lot of snail damage, slug damage. I saw some really crazy snail damage to some hydrangeas and was like, oh, wow. And Sluggo Plus is so easy to put out.
And if you can't find the culprit and you see holes, it's usually snails and slugs.
Yes.
Because they come out at nighttime.
That's right. Some hostas.
Mm-hmm.
Saw some damage on hostas, and I was like, this is for sure snails. And, you know, Sluggo, you just kind of shake it out. It lasts through rains.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a protective barrier. It's easy to use. A trick on that is to apply it in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, that's when the snails and slugs are doing their damage. So anyway, really great stuff. And these are also, they're armor listed for organic use. So they're not going to harm your pets or your family.
Right.
Great job. Any other Monterey things that you just...
Oh, my favorite, the Takedown Garden Spray.
Yeah, really great bug spray.
Canola oil, pyrethrin. It's safe. It's effective. And it does. It takes down some really hard to control, like white flies.
Right,
aphids.
Right.
And yeah.
And it's great. And you can get that on the plant. And again, you know, like it's a minimal damage.
Right.
Sticks on there a little bit longer. That's awesome.
Yep.
Monterey makes a ton of incredibly cool and incredibly useful garden products, garden solutions. And they got a whole big line of stuff. So you want to check their website out. Go to MontereyLawnGarden.com. If you want to find kind of your nearest location that sells them, all the co-op members sell them. But just go to HomeShowGardenPros.com to find that out. Great stuff. 281-496-5711. We are talking with Derek. Derek, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Doing good, thanks.
Great, great. Quick question. I have my citrus trees in some containers. Mm-hmm. I have a Meyer lemon, and I also have a lime tree, and what's the other one? A fig tree. And I'm having, all of a sudden, an ant issue in my container plant. What do I use to combat the ant problem?
So, yeah, the ants, with all the rain we've had, they're just looking for higher ground. And so you have containers there. They're not necessarily going to damage your tree. But you want to keep them from, because if they build their nests in the pots, it's hard for water to hold in there. So then you have a drainage issue, like too good a drainage, right?
Right.
So you would use, there's orange oil, mixed with molasses and humates makes what they call, for years there was a product called Antifuego, and it was a drench, and it's a soil conditioner and an ant killer.
Wow.
It's fabulous stuff, but you can make your own with orange oil, molasses, and liquid humates. Or you can buy a bait that's listed to use around food crops. There's with a spinosad active ingredient. There's one called Come and Get It. I know Monterey has one, and I think Greenlight has one. So,
awesome.
Yeah, so you have options. Where do you live? What part of town?
Lake Houston. I think I go to Warren's and Kingwood.
Perfect.
So
they'll have them there. Yep, absolutely.
Okay, and by the way, just in case to your listeners, I went MicroLife. All I use is the multipurpose and the humates on my lawn, and I did this two years ago,
uh-huh.
And it's been awesome. I hadn't cut my sprinklers on with all this rain we've had.
Isn't that amazing? How the water awesome. Savings yeah. is. Yep, that's awesome. Very good. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Derek. Yeah, great. That's great. Great to hear success stories, encouragement stuff. It sounds like the ants are just kind of like, they're only invading these high spaces because they're escaping water.
The ants, yeah.
Yeah. Would water be a tool to, like, rinse that thing out?
I mean, you could, but then you don't want to overwater.
Yeah, drenching your pots.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Well, that's great. And Monterey does have a couple of great ant solutions. But, yeah, just the best thing you can ever do in these situations is go to your closest Home Show Garden Pro location.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he can just go up to Warren's, and they will literally give him a great product that will solve that issue. Or not. If it doesn't call for it. That's the great thing about.
I mean, if I had a major infestation where I couldn't enjoy my yard for ants. But everything in balance is good. And those ants are actually serving a benefit in small enough numbers, right?
Sure, yeah.
But when the balance gets out of whack and they're enjoying your yard more than you are, then you need to kind of put Mother Nature back in balance.
Yeah, they're out there like, woo, we're out here,
And you can't come.
Yes, for real, because it does
hurt.
You got
to take your property back.
That's great. 281-496-5711. I'm Danny Milliken. Sherry Hara is here. We are talking gardening, answering your gardening questions. Really been like a little marathon. Bunch of great questions so far. And after this break, we got Frank asking his questions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do that break now. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Ever notice how your car rides better when it's clean? Same goes for your house. Looks better. Feels better coming home to it, too. That's what happens when you give some Sunny pressure washing. Takes away the dust, dirt, mold, and algae. Makes your home Sunny clean. Brick, stucco, vinyl, or hardy, Sunny makes them all sparkle. Windows, gutters, your roof, and sidewalks. Give yourself some Sunny. Pressure and soft washing professionals. Sunny pressure washing. Schedule your sparkle now at sunnypressurewashing.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us. Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting, putting the wow back in your yard.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
So we're always talking about soils here on Home Show Garden, because soil, if you have healthy soil, you have healthy roots. If you have healthy roots, then you've got amazingly healthy plants. That means better results. That means less diseases, less silver leaf spot, shrubs coming back from the dead faster, fewer ants. All these kind of things that we've talked on can happen just because you have better soils. We mentioned that triple 13 and the lack of nutrients that Angela may be dealing with, and a great way to get over 90, I think, or is it over 75 minerals back in your soil is the Nature's Way Remineralizer. This is a mix of Texas mineral sands, and it feeds your plants very slowly, but it feeds them for months and months. This is not like a, you know, quick fix, you're done. It is a quick fix, but it lasts a really long time. So you can increase the health of your plants, and get this, you can actually, this is in your control to adjust the flavor and nutritional quality of your crops. You can actually make the stuff you grow at home taste better than it does, which will mean way better than it can in the store. So if you also, if your yard's struggling, something you just may be missing is not a bunch more nitrogen in it. It really may be minerals. And so I love using the remineralizer with the Nature's Way compost, kind of doing a mineral treatment and then overtopping with compost. And that really activates it. It speeds up all the processes in the soil. You'll see plant health happen quickly, a couple days even. All this remineralizer is available at Home Show Garden Pro Nurseries. If you want to find a neighborhood retail location that sells nature's resources, visit their website or visit ours, homeshowgardenpros.com, and you can find that too. Their compost really is some of the best compost in the country. And, you know, it's one of those things where if you just, you spend a little bit more on the soil, you will not have problems. Mm-hmm. Like if you tried to save on the soil and skimp on the soil and then overcame it with a bunch of fertilizer, herbicides, pesticides, fungicides.
Right.
This is a way just to jumpstart success. So Nature's Way makes the best stuff you can get. Just use it. So really.
And I mean, people in Houston don't realize how lucky they are,
right,
to have such an amazing compost so accessible to them.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it makes every garden experience better.
It's very true. That's very true. And that's Nature's Way Resources. So check them out. You know, easy to use bags, easy to open bags, and a lot of info on the bag there. So 281-496-5711. Sherry Harris here answering your gardening questions. I'm Danny Milliken, and we're going to talk to Frank. Frank, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi. First of all, fantastic show.
Oh, thank
Frank.
You.
you know, I've gotten on your program for my lawn with the MicroLife, and I'm a little bit older and got some aches and pains, so I wanted to make it easier on myself, because the MicroLife with just the push drop spreader, man, it was taking me a long time, because I have to go over and over because of the size of the holes on the drop spreader. Mm. So I went and bought a tow behind my riding lawnmower drop spreader, which was worked like a charm. I mean, I could get it down quick. So next, I'm like, okay, now I'm going to do the compost. And it wouldn't go through the drop spreader.
No, yeah.
So am I just relegated to what I had to do is throw it out by hand, or does anybody, any of y'all sell a compost that'll go through that, or just throw it out by hand?
So the finest compost that you could use would be the leaf mold compost, but I don't know that it'll go through a drop spreader. You have to have a special compost spreader is the problem. So, which is a totally different beast. So if you're looking for a finer compost than the 3/8 leaf mold compost, I don't know that you'll find one.
Not of quality that we want you putting out on your yard.
Right, right.
So
I don't want to put that down.
If you really want to put that down, you can hire someone to do it. You know, get a delivery in and just, you know, grab somebody and say, hey, like, we're just spreading this, throw this everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple.
Okay.
Couple folks that did that.
That's what I got to do. I got to do so. And I'm sorry. So, which of the for the lawn, what compost do y'all recommend that you carry?
The leaf mold, Nature's Way leaf mold compost, the fine screen.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I mean, we do love that, but Landscaper's Pride makes a great compost that you can also put out. Mm-hmm. And so there's a couple options on it. Not all composts are good, but there are a couple good ones that are really, really great. And so, Frank, if you want to just keep using a spreadable, you can mix in this remineralizer. Humic acid is something Sherry talks about all the time as being a great, the Humates Plus, kind of like, you know, replacement sort of for compost. So,
yeah, you could do the Humates, Microlife Humates Plus is like concentrated compost in a bag that you can put in your spreader.
I put that down.
Great, okay.
I put that down, and but then I called in and I said, is that the same as compost? And y'all said, no, it's not the same, but...
it's not exactly the same, but if you can't do the compost, I would rather you do the Humates Plus than nothing, right? Now, if you can get somebody to do the compost, that's very beneficial. And if your yard looks great and you don't have, like, a need to add the compost, then you can get away with not doing it. But if you have areas that are compacted or struggling or thinner, then go ahead and do the compost in those areas.
Great. Just wonderful advice. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Frank. What's happening up at Plants for All Seasons?
Well, you know, it's that transitioning into the summer season.
For sure.
So, of course, we still have beautiful trees, shrubs, flowers, herbs in stock. We just got some new flower pots. And we're just, you know, solving problems all day long, every day,
right?
In lawns, in shrubs and trees, with all the rain, there's lots of fungus out there. So we're doing that, and then we are starting a new hydroponic section.
That's exciting.
In the nursery, so we're working on that. There's lots to learn because we're used to gardening in the
absolutely.
Soil.
Me too.
And so the whole water thing is just different. It's interesting. Very interesting.
Learning curve.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, you need a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And you can, you know, there's some elegant systems too, and there's also some pretty clunky homemade stuff that I've seen. It's like, oh, wow, you're trying that.
Okay. But I mean, if I can grow lettuce year round inside, then I'm going to do it.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
Right.
That's awesome. Well, that's really cool. And you guys are so cool in that you're always like sampling and always trying to get to know new
always
methods.
Always experimenting
absolutely.
With everything. Yep.
That's Sherry Harris. She is here for 2 full hours, so she's going to keep answering your gardening questions. We've got a quick conversation with Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer, the Yard Geek, and then we'll be back with more Sherry for the whole second hour. So keep those phone calls a-rolling. Paul, I know you didn't want to wait through, but give us a call back when you can. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros. And we got the opportunity to talk to Bob Patterson, the Yard Geek. Hey, Bob. Bob's the guy over at Southwest Fertilizer.
Good morning, Danny. Good to see you. Good to see you. Talk to you.
Well, sure. It would be nice, but we'll see each other eventually. So,
hope so.
No doubt about that. So, Bob does. He answers a question for us every week and gives us some great insight. So, We're going to go after it.
Becky wrote in a good question. It's something that's very topical at this point after all this rain we've been having. Grass turning yellow. What happened? What can I do to bring it back to green? Well, a lot of times we just get too much rain, and it leaches out some of the good stuff in the soil, especially the iron content. Iron is one of the first things that gets leached out of the soil, and so we can do an iron treatment of that. We can do a spray. We can do a granular. We can do a lot of things that help put that iron back in the soil and help green up those plants. Also, taking good care of your soil is very important on that, Becky, and if you can do a compost top dressing on that, that would be helpful. And, of course, using a good organic fertilizer like MicroLife, that will put all the beneficial nutrients in the soil that you need. So that's what we need to do. We're seeing a lot of it with the rain. Sometimes it just doesn't green up very fast, but the iron treatments should help very quickly and hopefully get you back to green here within a few weeks. That's my hope. Folks, if you have any other questions for your lawn or your garden, feel free to bring by a sample or a picture, and I'll be glad to take a look at it here at Southwest Fertilizer. We have several yard geeks on staff that can take care of your problems, and we'll be more than happy to give you some suggestions, both organic and synthetic. We're at Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette, and if you want to send in a question like Becky did, please do so and send it to yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.